This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7. Here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ends. As I put my feet up, man, I'm getting comfortable, you know? I know some of y'all listening ain't seeing it, but video is coming, man. We promise you, video is coming. Today, we're doing I Am God and Clipto Bloodstained Suede 2. Ken, I'm going to start here. First of all, very sweet spot, very good sweet spot. 10 songs, 39 minutes. Came out this year, January 26, 2024. Never heard of this nigga, dog. Never heard of I Am God. Whoever knew about him in the crew and never told me about him, fuck you. Because this nigga is dope as hell. And I knew what I was in for right out the gate. I'm like, oh, we dealing with a rapper's rapper here. We're dealing with a rapper's rapper. Ken, I always talk about peeling back layers, man. I love his honesty. I think it's on Hustlers and Survivors, where he was just talking about, you know, he's pushing 40, still 9 to 5 in. You know, mm-hmm. I get all of these accolades and shit, but my bank account don't look like that. You know what I'm saying? But he's still out here. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that. That is the grind for a lot of your favorite rappers. You know, even the ones that get radio play, you see all over the place. They may have the shiny jewelry and shit, but nigga, that bank account ain't banking accounting. You know what I'm saying? But I love the honesty. I even love the fact that, you know, he had the chick on there. Talking about, hey, you know, you got to make something for the chicks. And he did it his own way. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I love when artists, you know, artists hit me up and I consult to a little bit of a degree. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, the ones that have appeal to women, I'm not saying be formulaic to get on the radio or do whatever, but make your version of music for women because they appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I love that what he did there. With that, but Ken, let me tell you, that dialogue of a living man, that flow, if we're talking this style of hip hop, because Benny does it at times with that fuck, with just that flow, like that machine gun flow, not nothing crazy like a Busta Rhymes or nothing, but the beat, the sample that's in that, I'm like, bruh, that's what speak to my soul. When niggas rap like that and being aunt match, oh my God. Like, he killed that shit. Dialogue of a Living Man Part 2. And then wrong Side of the Gun with JR. I knew what it was when I saw JR. Because JR isn't in a lot of places, but JR fucks with the rappers I fuck with. Okay. That's why I fuck with JR. Okay. And I got introduced to JR through Ransom. Listening to Ransom projects. Like, Ransom had him a couple of times. And I'm like, nigga, who the fuck is this nigga? This nigga hard. So when I saw his name, I said, I already know. But Ken, I Am God is dope. And I ain't even talked about Clipto yet. Clipto, he went crazy. The beats on this was perfectly crafted for a nigga like I Am God. Like, it was just so perfect, man. Perfect marriage. I see that he has other projects as well with one-off producers, where one producer's doing everything. I'm here for it. I think one of the things I took away, Ken, the versatility that he has. He's a rapper's rapper, like I said at the beginning. You give him a beat, he gonna make it sound good. And I feel like if he is, you know, featured on somebody that's, you know, higher in the game than him, like let's say a West Side Gunn or Benny or, you know, the whole Griselda camp or Ransom or like whoever has a bigger name and doing what he's doing, he ain't gonna fuck up the track. You gonna come away like, hey, I need to download I Am God shit. That's what you gonna do. Yeah, that's what I got, Ken.
Yeah, no, it was it took me a minute to really get into it because I think you nailed it when you say he's a rapper's rapper. So I'm like, all right, well, he rapping, you know, that's cool. But the repeated listens, I started to really kind of tune into the rapping, you know, and then the beats and then how they all got together. And I'm like, oh, no, this is actually really good. And I think it's man, Clipto, bro. Clipto he was really, really good. The samples and some of the ideas behind this, like, I think it really started to, like, the first three tracks were good, but. Man, whole nother level with Vic Spencer. Man, that shit. And then he went to Hustlers and Survivors. Woo, the sample on that was nice. And yeah, you're right, man. Man, you got to create something for the ladies. And the sample on that one was dope, too. And it just went on and on. Like, it went on a run. And he complimented it really, really well with his narratives, with his truth-telling, with this rhyming, with this flows and everything. It was like perfect for the beat. And I'm like, dang, I'm God is actually pretty good. It's really, really damn interesting. I had never heard of this guy before.
Oh, so you neither. Okay, cool. Nope. So I ain't cussing you out then.
Ah, yeah.
Ken, another standout track for me was just because of how real it is, and especially like how you started it off, Unhappy Home. And black households, you hear that shit off. You just like your daddy. You don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? And just the perspective. Like I said, man, he peels back layers. On the joint that number three, Muz Don't Know. He's like, you know, like what, I'm paraphrasing. Hold on, I know he says it. No mediocre. Like he says it. No mediocre. There was nothing mediocre about this project at all. You know what I'm saying? Ken, when it comes to the when it comes to the features, everybody came to do what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? Rim, Rufus, what the hell is his last name? Rufus something. Rufus Sims, Micah, JR, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came to play their best position. And I'm giving the features a B+.
Yeah, some of these guys, outside of I knew Vic Spencer, I'd never paid attention to JR if he was on Ransom Projects. So it was my introduction. I think for those that I didn't know, they did a good job of introducing themselves to me. They were no slouches on this project. So yeah, you know, I'm with you on a B+. Okay. Yeah, I can rock with that.
The production, I'm giving it an A. It's an A. Yeah. It's really good. Is it gonna blow you away? No, but I think it was a perfect marriage between Clipto and I Am God, because I feel like the soundscape needed I Am God, and I Am God needed the soundscape, and it brought everything to life. Individually, good. Together, stellar. A on the production.
Yeah, I would love to give it an A+, but I feel like the first three tracks were good, but in turn, they didn't really stand out all that much to me. But it's that 4-9 damn near run is where I'm like, yo, like that's when Clipto like showed up. You know, like he was already present, but now it's like, oh no, I'm here too. And I think even with Wrong Side of the Gun was a good ending track. So, and yeah, but I think the first three tracks to a certain degree helped me back from really appreciating this, because I'm like, okay, it's just another rap project with dope beats, dope rhymes. But nah, when both of them got a chance, when Clipto showed up with those beats and that production and allowed I Am God to stand out, I'm like, okay, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. The rapping, A+. A+. I think I Am God. I don't want to say he outdid himself because I have no other frame of reference. But for what he did for this project, there's no critique. Like, I can't say, oh, this could have been better, that could have been better. You know, the hooks, everything was good. The subject matter, the content of the songs, like, it just wasn't surface level. He definitely peeled back. Even if it didn't come from firsthand perspective, touching on those topics like Unhappy Home, I don't know how you could improve. I don't know what I would tell him to, like, your voice is dope, your cadence is dope, your flow is dope, your content is dope. The beats was good. You brought him to life. A+.
Yeah. Let's see. So I don't disagree with that. I'm trying to think of where I would land. I'm leaning towards a B plus because the first three tracks, to a certain degree, were a tad bit derivative in the sense that, like I said, it was just a rapper's rapper, just another rapper. But I felt like he really shined later on in the project when he got a chance to really get into the storytelling, get into the vulnerability that you mentioned. He got a chance to really showcase other parts of his ability and creatively, well, as creative as it could be, with Klipto. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, nah, that's when I really heard him. So I'm gonna do B plus.
Okay.
I'm gonna do B plus.
Overall, A for me. Really good project. Ken, you know I always say, look, there's so many joints that we review, and the recently added part of Apple Music for me is a sacred place. Mm-hmm. If you get there, especially off of D365, you're doing something. He's there. He's the latest one that I added. So this project is definitely a definitely recommend anybody that's listening to this podcast that has never heard of him, or you have heard of him but didn't listen to this project, go listen to this project. It's a damn good project. So A for me overall.
Yeah, I'm at A. Yeah, yeah. I think that middle part of this thing is really strong for me. When I was listening on my walk, like, it just kind of made the walk go by.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was able to kind of really escape. So, yeah, nah. Yeah, definitely A.
Yep. Well, look, you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. Go listen to I Am God. Big shout out to Klipto for doing what you did on it, too. But tomorrow, we have somebody from Philly. So I'm setting up the stage, man. Sometimes I give it to you, sometimes I don't. But tomorrow we got somebody from Philly, so stay tuned. We out. Peace.